listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to the Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys are rewatching Sex and the City with you. I'm Corey Cavan, and I'm the only one here today because, hey, Taters, we're doing a little fun thing. It's the end of summer. Summer is winding down. I hope your summer has been well. Hope that you got to go out to the Hamptons with your respective girls or guys, your Carrie, your Miranda, your Charlotte, your Samantha. Hope you went out there. I hope the Charlotte and your group got crabs. Just so the Charlotte and your group will know, don't get crabs in the Hamptons. You know, it's a good lesson to learn. So I really hope no one got crabs. I hope no one ever gets it again, to be honest. But you know, if that happened, it's a good lesson for friendship, just like it has been in Sex and the City. We're doing something fun today on the podcast. We think it's fun. So we put up an episode on our Patreon, which was, it was a Q&A episode. We went out to our Instagram. We also have a phone number that you can call. But we put that up on our Patreon, and we wanted to release it here for you. We're going to release, I think like the first little chunk, maybe like 15 minutes or so, just to give you a taste. It is summer is winding down right now. And so, I would say it's not even winding down. I would say it's the last gasp to just squeeze out the rest of summer, you know, squeeze out the rest of the sunshine. So as you do that, we wanted to give you a little gift. We're unlocking part of the Patreon Q&A to hear some of the questions from our phone number and from our Instagram and from you, our listeners. And if you like what you hear, the whole thing is available on our Patreon, as is some other episodes, like movie episodes, some other fun Sex and City rewatch episodes. We've gotten way back into rewatching SATC, and it's great. You knew that. But yeah, it's, those are up on our Patreon. So if you like that, go to Patreon, the Bradshaw Boys, and sign up there, become one of our patron taters. And as always, we are on Instagram. We're putting way more stuff on YouTube now. We've started putting up shorts on YouTube. So you can find us in all the places where you stare at your phone. We also have some other fun things coming up for our Patreon that we can't fully talk about yet, but they will be up later in the summer. Some more exclusive episodes, you know, look out for that on our social channels. So anyway, hope you enjoy the snippet of the Q&A episode. It was Kevin and I. We had a lot of fun doing it. Kevin and John just recorded a bananas Sex and the City rewatch episode when they were hanging out in the Hamptons. That is going up on our Patreon, so enjoy that as well. And yeah, as always, hit us up. We want to know what you think. What do you think of Aiden coming back to And Just Like That season 2? I'll tell you what we think. We're actually pretty excited. You know, we're not big Aiden heads. We always talk about Aiden has a big head, a huge head, but we're not gigantic Aiden heads. However, listen, Aiden's a classic. I love Aiden. We're more Carrie's journey with Big, but you can't have that without Aiden. You know, you can't have the desk without the furniture store. And that's what you get with Aiden. And so we're pretty stoked that Aiden's coming back to And Just Like That season 2. Would love to see some Aiden Che Diaz crossover scenes, purely just so we could use the term Chaden. Be like, that was a great Chaden scene. Stoked to see Aiden come back, and always have the love for John Corbett. We're going to maybe try to watch Serendipity, as well. Other movies you want us to watch, let us know. But, yeah, a lot of stuff going on in the pre And Just Like That season 2 world. We've also talked about rewatching and Just Like That. So tell us what you think about that. All right. Enjoy this. Hit us up. We love you. Thank you for listening, and enjoy this little chunk of the Q&A listener episode. Thanks. Welcome to the Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys are watching Sex and the City and rom-coms and living relationships with you. I'm Corey Cavan.
I'm Kevin James Doyle. And today we're changing our name to the Bucket Hat Boys.
We're the Bucket Hat Boys.
Watch the videos. We got on our bucket hats.
Hey, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Put it in one bucket right here.
Montauk, yours. What does yours say?
Mine says Montauk. We're the Montauk men. We're not the Bradshaw Boys. We're the Montauk men. If you can tell, or if you subscribe to, if you've watched our Patreon video of Kevin and I doing a episode outside at the Hamptons house that he's at right now. That's where I got this bucket hat. That's where they both say Montauk. We're living crazy summer vibes right now. Summer vibes, bro.
It's the dog days of summer. We're just out here right now, and we didn't want a week to go by. We haven't communicated deeply with you guys for a while, so we needed to get in deep and talk with you. We're not letting our separation from one another halt our separation, get in the way of our separation from our listeners, our beloved listeners.
That's true. That's true. We talked about another pod that we did, a re-release pod we did. This is kind of like a late summer break. We're about to enter the last push of summer. It's so hot in New York right now. We're not physically together, but both places we're at, it's crazy hot. And it feels like just a time, you know what, to slow it down a little bit, to reconnect with the listeners, to reconnect with you, the listeners. And let's talk about some stuff. Movies. It's like we're sitting around the pool having a little chitty chat right now.
I have... I've gotten behind on my podcasts like that I listen to because I'm on my motorcycle out here. And so like this was a coincidence. I came out here to the Hamptons on a motorcycle before I ever learned who Berger was, but it is kind of crazy because I am kind of like a manipulative boyfriend too, who kind of guilts all my girlfriends into I'm kidding.
You're also constantly picking up playing cards and just being like, another one.
Yeah. And I only, and in my magnum opus of a book that I wrote, there's a big plot thing about how much I love scrunchies. But no, I'm out here, I'm on a motorcycle, and you know what? Listening to podcasts on a motorcycle, not only is it dangerous, not that fun.
Yeah. I'll say this. I told you this. I was listening to, It was like a book on tape kind of podcast thing on my bicycle in New York. And I was thinking a lot and I had a bike wreck and I'm okay. I'm fine. But it was a little scary because, it's just like it puts your head into another space.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like wintertime, too, at least in New York, is like when you're more kind of head down, walking through the city, headphones in. Just a little easier to do that. That being said, don't stop listening to this podcast.
But wait, I have a question. Do you ever go to turn on whatever a podcast or music and you are trying to decide which vibe you want?
Yes, I did that today. Well, it's three things. I usually will turn on a book on tape at some point because I think I'm like, sometimes I listen to books on tape and consider that reading as well, just to be like, at least this is a written thing that's read and not just, two people talking in bucket hats. So I'll sometimes be like, what's the vibe I want? I want to knock out some pages. But I did that today. I was like, I need to do some work. And I was trying to listen to a podcast while doing emails. That doesn't work. So I will throw on some work in music. And then if I'm running errands, total
podcast on 1.5 speed. That's kind of my vibe a lot of times. Yeah,
I've never done the 1.5 speed.
Dude, thing. I did one today that I was up to 1.8 speed and it sounded normal. And it just turned out that the people on the podcast just talk really slow. And I was like, this is about their vibe. They should just speed up to this much in their life.
I could do, yeah, I could do NPR maybe on a NPR on 1.8. I couldn't do anything that's fast talking already would not work.
I've done that before. It's kind of fun. It kind of makes you feel like you're just, you know, you just are on tons of Adderall, just taking in information like crazy. Like you're a math genius.
I'm going to send you a picture of what my desktop looks like right now.
All right. Well, let's talk a little premise of what's about to happen. We put out a call. We put out a call and the call was for you to send us some voicemails, put out a call to get some calls. We have a phone number, talked about it. And also we put out a thing, you know, it's a modern age. People don't always call on the phone. So we also put out a call just for questions from you about Sex and the City, about movies and rom-coms we've been watching, stuff we've been watching on the Patreon, stuff we've been watching on the main feed, and also just like relationship talk or just like, hey, ask us a question. Because I'll say this, you and I and John have said this before, but we started the podcast as a way to do this thing of watching Sex and the City. And then we ended up liking Sex and the City and it ended up being a great thing for the three of us. But also we love hearing from our listeners and feel like we have a great relationship with all of you out there. So we love hearing from you.
So let's start off with, I have a good,
was there no affirmative to what I just said?
Yeah. That's why I want to get to what they say. I'm sorry. Gotcha. I was looking through what I was going to do for the first one. So I was letting you do the intro.
I feel like I was just like on a first date and then I was like, yeah, the last relationship was like super tough. And then the person just puts her phone down and goes, I'll get a Manhattan.
Yeah. Hey, that's better than saying check, please.
I mean, that's true. But I just told you how my whole family died. That's how I do
check,
first
please.
Dates. Check, please.
Check, please. That's second date shit.
Totally. Okay, cool. Let's get into it.
Well, this is the first one from longtime listener, longtime writer, Coco Ooh. Masala.
Ooh, yeah.
What is your favorite rom-com trope? Well, she said, I think it autocorrected to troop. If you wanted to say rom-com troop, then I would say that'd be probably the group of people that are doing romantic comedies. But I think she means trope. I would say my favorite trope would be not my favorite, because I think anytime you see a trope, like it triggers you to be like, this sucks.
Right.
But I would say my favorite is like, because I guess it is super real, is like guys and girls getting relationship advice from their friends. Because it's so true, but it's like Dave Chappelle giving Tom Hanks relationship advice is one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen, just because it's like who they are now. You're like, that's the guy from Saving Private Ryan and world famous comedian Dave Chappelle just like shooting the shit. It was just very funny.
That's pretty good.
But whenever guys get their advice and then girls get their advice mm-hmm. from their friends and they juxtapose them, I think that's fun mm-hmm. because first of all, well, that'd be, I'll let you respond and then I can tell you why I love that.
Hmm. I like that. I don't want to move on to my favorite trope yet because I want to hear yours and stay on topic with yours. Yeah. But one thing I think would be interesting to see is all the rom-coms we've watched have been established rom-coms, and it's all there. So there's always that man versus woman, the kind of thing, or not man versus woman, but you know, Meg Ryan.
No, it's man versus woman.
And you know, who's going to win? Fox books. You know, Meg Ryan's getting stuff from her gals. Hanks is getting it from Chappelle. It'd be interesting to see, like the new Billy Eichner movie, the Billy Eichner Judd Apatow movie that's coming up.
Yeah.
That's like a rom com. I think it's built like a rom com.
It's a gay rom com.
It's a gay rom com. So it'd be interesting to see the, you know, all one sex and the those scenes, because it's got to have scenes like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah,
totally.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always interesting because I guess without great podcasts like ours, now you don't really see that in Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. You just see the girls talking, and then the guys are just like, but that's what it makes it, I think, kind of fun, is to be like, oh, I wonder what is going on their end. So, Right. But it's just always ripe for comedy to see like a guy be like, I talked to her. And the girl's like, did he talk to you? And the guy's like, don't talk to her.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and it is kind of relatable to true life. You know, that, but then this is one thing I would say about movies versus real life, that obviously getting advice is important from your friends, but I feel like usually relationship stuff works itself out within the context of your relationship. Mm-hmm. And I don't really feel like I could not be saying something I actually believe, but I feel like advice has never really saved a relationship, or it can help it. Mm-hmm. But it's like you're on a certain track with the relationship, and then there's no advice that's going to save it. A lot of times, like, your advice is just pointing you to what you need to do anyway. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like break up with a person or move forward with it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of advice scenes are really good in movies because they help you in your real life maybe decide what you already want.
Yeah.
And when you go to your friends, like the amount of times that I've gone to my friends 10 different times and had the same conversation with 10 different friends.
Yeah.
When really the answer is just, she's not that into you, or are you that into this? Or like, you don't want kids right now, do you? Or like, you really see a future with this person, you know? But it's kind of like bringing to light what is already in. It's almost like you're using that as a place to get to kind of what you already know deep down. That's how I feel.
Yeah. All right. So this is Corey again. Hope you enjoyed that snippet, the long snippet of the Q&A episode. It was some really fun questions in there, and we always enjoy our listeners asking us questions and becoming part of our world. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, if you want to hear the rest of that, go to Patreon.com/TheBradshawBoys and send us questions. We always love getting questions. We don't even have to do a full special episode for them. We just need to get your questions and we'll answer them either on Instagram or, you know, preferably in a pod. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Go to the Patreon, hit us up, and have a great rest of the summer. Have a great rest of the summer. Enjoy it. You know, maybe you're a student and you're back in school already. You can still enjoy summer. You can go out and eat your lunch on the lawn and say, summer, you didn't get the best of me. Maybe you're a teacher. I'd say walk out in the middle of class. Take the kids out. Pull a freaking, what's that Robin Williams movie where he's a teacher? I can't believe I just blanked on that. Oh, Captain, My Captain. It's that movie. I keep wanting to say With Honors, which is a Joe Pesci movie. Anyway, got to end this thing. Hit us up. Hit us up on social media and tell me the movie that I just forgot. Anyway, all right. Later, taters.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cavan, Kevin James Doyle, and John Sieber. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin, and narrated by Katie Sieber. This podcast is part of the Seltzer Kings Network. Check out all their great podcasts at seltzerkings.com. You can find the boys on their socials at The Bradshaw Boys or on their website at bradshawboys.com. And as always, if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.